From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Patricia R. Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Ulster County lawmakers are preparing to call on the county's Commission on Reapportionment to reconvene and create a district map that would meet legal requirements. Legislator Brian Cahill has introduced a resolution for consideration this month asking that the commission meet, and I quote, as soon as practicable, end quote, to redraw a legislative district map to meet the criteria under state and federal law. The measure is co-sponsored by 7 other legislators. The resolution will be considered by the legislature's Ways and Means Committee when it meets on November 10th. If approved, it will go to the full legislature for consideration on November 15th. But even if the resolution is approved, it will likely have no effect since the legislature lacks the ability to compel the commission to meet, and commission members have already decided that short of a court order, they will not meet to create a new map, even though the one they submitted to the Board of Elections does not comport with state law. The commission created a map and submitted a final plan to the County Board of Elections in July. However, in September, County Attorney Clinton Johnson notified the commission that the map was illegal because it did not conform with the size parameters required by law. Johnson directed the commission to reconvene and redo the map to correct the error, but commission members are of the opinion that they cannot redraw the map without a court order directing them to do so. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. TheUpstater.com is reporting the New York State Police have received multiple calls on what is being called an, and I quote, imposter scam, end quote. The fraud usually involves someone calling and claiming to be from an entity such as law enforcement. The caller will claim to be an officer, possibly even using the real name of a local police officer, and they could use technology that displays the fake name or a number matching the police disguise on a caller ID. The caller will attempt to convince the person they are in violation of the law, have an outstanding warrant, or have a relative involved in an emergency, claiming that money is needed for fines, medical payments, or bail. The demand is for a large sum of money, and they direct that it be transferred in unusual ways without any face-to-face interaction with the caller. The scammers have been known to try more than once to get money from the same victim. Among the tips to protect against scams, take a pause, verify any supposed emergency by calling friends and family before sending money, especially if the caller has warned not to do so. If the caller claims to be a bail bonds person, ask where the relative is being held and contact the facility directly. If the caller claims to be a police officer, get the exact agency name, hang up, and call that department directly. Be suspicious of anyone who calls unexpectedly asking to be sent money. Additional information can be found at ftc.gov. And you can read the full story at theupstater.com. Steve Hughes reports for the Times Union that the WAMC Northeast Public Radio Board is preparing to increase the base salary of its president and CEO, Alan Shartok, by more than $100,000, bringing his base compensation to approximately $350,000 a year. Shartok, 81, has been with the station for more than 40 years. When contacted by the paper, he claimed not to know the amount of the proposed salary increase or how much he is currently paid. Shartok also questioned why the proposed raise was newsworthy. He said, and I quote, I do think there was some sense that people in comparable jobs make much more money. That's what I was whispered to, end quote. As of June 30, 2021, Shartok's base compensation was $23,321, according to the station's most recent public filing with the IRS. WAMC last month raised more than $1 million as part of its most recent fundraising drive, the third time this year that listeners have contributed a seven-figure sum to the public broadcaster. Shartok said recently he had no intention of retiring anytime soon. He said, and I quote, until I decide and the board decides, I'm going to continue to do it, and I love what I do," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.